Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We all just try to guess and get a sense of, well, there was this meeting. I did it myself. Heck, I've changed my pick of where I think he's going because how this is all played out. And we sit in the same exact spot, Jonas, as we were 24 hours ago. Absolutely nothing has changed. There have been reports. There have been maybe some leaks or some thoughts on where this decision is going, but nothing has changed for Kawhi Leonard that has become public. Nothing has changed for the Lakers, Clippers, or Raptors.
I know it was mentioned in the top of the hour update, Isaac Lohenkron, who said that the private jet, the company that sponsors Kawhi Leonard, they tracked that jet going from Toronto down to San Diego. Everyone just assumes that that means that it's for Kawhi Leonard. How do we not know it's for Manny Machado? I mean, you cannot convince me that that's not for Manny Machado. I remember Brian Giles was a Padre for a short time, Dan. How do we know it's not for Brian Giles?
That's a really good point.
So I just think that, and I was going to throw out some San Diego Charger, but they left him playing a soccer stadium, so I can't do that. So, look, I think until we actually see either, you know when I know that Kawhi Leonard's going to be a Raptor again? When's the season start? When does that's when I know he's going to be a Raptor again. And here's the best part about all this. Since everybody else is getting it wrong, it's like if you found out partway through the test in school that they said, yeah, it's not going to count against your credit. In that case, why did I doodle these? I mean, come on, what do we got? This is a free pass for every insider out there to get this one wrong because everybody's getting it wrong. So let's just start throwing out ideas. If that's what we're going to do, let's throw out some ideas.
There is something that is got to be relaxing if you're the Brooklyn Nets.
Oh, yeah.
There's got to be something, at least being at peace if you're the Boston Celtics right now or the Milwaukee Bucks. And it's not just the Eastern Conference teams. It's basically teams that have already got their plans done for free agency. Yeah. And that now that you're just you're moving on and looking forward to it. As a fan, Jonas, as a fan of the Milwaukee Bucks, it would be better for Kawhi Leonard to sign with the Clippers or Lakers because you wouldn't want him in the Eastern Conference. But I'm just to the point of, all right, wherever it's going, just let this end. However it happens, all right, if you got to play him in the East, then the Bucks will play him. If you only face him twice in a year in the Western Conference, it's fine as well. There is something to be at peace with not being involved.
Look, there's a stress level that comes along with it. Here are the people that are stressed out about it. The Lakers, clearly. Laker fans, clearly. The Clippers, Clipper fans, clearly. And the Raptors and Raptors fans, and probably the entire country of Canada. They're all stressed out. Also, the people that have made predictions and have said, I'm hearing that he's going here. If you've made a prediction on Kawhi Leonard, you're stressed out about it. For the rest of us,
sit back.
Kick our feet up, baby.
Yeah, I'll have another hot dog.
Yeah, why not? Another hot dog, another Kona Big Wave. Like, why? Let's just sit back and relax. It's the same thing. I always feel this, that it's really fun when your team is in a championship game and you can root for your team as a fan. You know what else is fun? When you don't have to stress out about it.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're not being hijacked. Your social life isn't being hijacked because you're an Islanders fan and game one of the Stanley Cup is on Versus at 8 Eastern time. Like, you know, and it's a Friday night. You don't have to worry about all that. So you could just kind of sit back and relax. For the rest of us, let's just enjoy the ride, man. Enjoy all the gossip. Enjoy the stress, the nail biting from some of these people that are involved in the Kawhi watch. And let's just sit back and have a good time.
And even with the teams involved, it's with the Raptors and the Lakers, it's not as much about winning, I think, as it is not losing. Where the Clippers, you know, we were going back and forth about this yesterday and like who needs Kawhi the most and like who really needs him. But it's also of when you're a fan of Alabama football or now Clemson football, the wins aren't as exciting as they were 5 or 10 years ago. Clemson 5 years ago, yeah. 10 years ago, Alabama. It's just making sure that you don't embarrass yourself. If you win a title, that's expected. You just don't want the worst case scenario. And I almost think like with the, especially with the Lakers, of like, yeah, it'd be nice to have him, but they don't want to fall in their, you know, flat on their face and saying, oh, we missed out on another big free agent. How is this going
to
look?
What if this happens? If you're the, like, talk about a blow to the ego. What if the great Magic Johnson, the great LeBron James, the potentially all-time great Anthony Davis, the Lakers brand, the city of Los Angeles, the Laker organization, Laker Nation, what if they lost out on the Kawhi sweepstakes to the guy who starred in Degrassi Junior High? Honest to God. Like, you talk about a kick in the nuts.
Oh.
Like, that's a blow to the ego. So they're so pot committed, the Lakers, in this whole scenario, they've got to get it done. Somehow, some way, the Lakers have to get this done. They've got to figure out a way to get it done because it's going to be egg on their face, and they're going to be, it's a reminder for however long Kawhi's in the league that that's why we didn't do this, because that guy chose the kid from Degrassi Junior. He was a better salesman than we were.
It's such a not lose scenario instead of a win scenario for
yeah.
them. It really, really is, because you already got Anthony Davis, first of all, but your whole plan is to develop this super team and it doesn't fall out. I take that back, because I do think it's very important for the Raptors to get him, and that's where I think he's going to go back. It would feel like a loss, but you do a bit of that cushion. You talked about this yesterday, of winning that title.
Yeah.
You know, like that's there for you. But for the Lakers, it's the fear of what's going to happen if you don't get him, rather than the excitement of what's going to happen when you have him or if you have them. Because there's also a question of how it's actually going to work with the Lakers, but none of that is really even being spoken about, because you're like, oh, we got four really good players.
And also, here's you better hope that details, and I know the Lakers are bad at this, and we've seen some stuff come out as far as the Raptors' approach and their presentation. If you're one of those teams and you don't land them, and let's just go over to the Raptors. If the Raptors don't land Kawhi Leonard and he chooses to go to the Lakers or the Clippers, anytime you go to pitch a free agent, or if somebody else's contract comes up and they're thinking about going somewhere else, you know exactly where they're going. Well, hey, you offered Kawhi all this. What about me? I mean, I heard the stories. You offered him a part of your record deal. You've offered him part of this. Own training staff. Could play 60 out of 82 games. Am I going to get the same treatment? No. Okay, well, I'm out of here. Clearly, he's more important than me. So now all the details are out. So if you lose out, you're literally all in, which means if you lose out, the details of all your bets that you place and everything you'd put in the middle of the table is going to be released, and people are going to find out, and soon free agents are going to come knocking on the door saying, am I going to get the same treatment, the same stuff you offered Kawhi Leonard? Nah, different story. Hello? And they're gone. They're out.
Oh, UCLA, that's how much you want to pay John Calipari? Even though he's making more at Kentucky?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. And now, you've got all this. This is all you want to offer me? Yeah.
Like when the story came out to where Alabama boosters were like, we paid off Nick Saban's house. All right. Well, congratulations. No matter what you do moving forward, it's never going to be enough, because now he doesn't even have house payments. Nick Saban has no more house payments because you guys have paid off his property.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It sure is on a Friday, still awaiting Kawhi Leonard's decision. I'm Dan Beyer. That's Jonas Knox. He is John Ramos sitting in for Doug today, and still no decision from Kawhi, but was apparently spotted. I don't know. Isaac had the flight tracker. I thought I saw a tweet that said he was spotted somewhere in Carmel Valley. Kawhi is somewhere.
He had audio from the cockpit, from the pilots. Isaac, that was legitimate audio you had earlier?
Oh, yeah. That was of the return flight getting cleared from San Diego to fly to Toronto. And Dan, what you're talking about, the alleged picture that's starting to circulate on social media, someone claiming they just saw Kawhi at the Carmel Valley AM/PM in San Diego, which is a couple of miles south of the house that he bought earlier this year. And it's the picture of a gentleman. Well, it's the back of the this gentleman. He's wearing snazzy New Balance shoes that Kawhi has been spotted with before, and a hat that is similar to one that Kawhi has worn before. So welcome to life in 2019.
Wow. That's good.
I remember seeing JaVale McGee like years back before he became JaVale McGee, like down on the promenade in Santa Monica. And like, oh, that's JaVale McGee. You should be able to know if it's Kawhi Leonard or not, right? I mean, he's the only guy that we've spoken about for the last week.
Yeah, and by the way, if it's in and around San Diego, look, there's a lot of, like, you go to a San Diego beach, and there's a lot of guys who are, like, I don't know, 45 to 50, and still think they're 19. And so Kawhi Leonard does not look like any of them. And do we know what he was buying at the AMPM? Did he get an icy? Did he have like one of those pack of donuts?
He
like
is the, in the donuts? Candy area. I see Slim Jims nearby and David's sunflower seeds, as well as Ruffles and Lay's that he appears to be looking at.
Okay.
Interesting.
Now, Dan, all right, so let's have the conversation here. And this is the most important aspect of this Kawhi Leonard discussion. If you were Kawhi Leonard, what would you have bought at the AMPM?
Well, here's the deal. First of all, jerky is at the end of the aisles.
Okay.
So like if you're looking for a beef snack, you're not going to find it in the middle of the aisle. So you would probably just stand out at the end. I would probably go with a bag of chips.
Okay.
Maybe a TGI Friday potato skins, sour cream and onion.
Yeah.
And then a good old Dew or something.
Look, if he needs a caffeine kick, I would go with an iced coffee, but you got to read the label because there's a lot of sugar in those. If you can find a no-sugar iced coffee to wash yourself and make your decision a little easier, I would recommend that. And the beef jerky is always good, Dan. Everybody needs
I would always also go with a jerky dip, you know, like the jerky snuff that you can get that's like tobacco
in
the cans that you had. Still a favorite of mine.
And throw people off. Make them think you had a skull pouch in or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Rick Bucher, are you a fan of jerky snuff? Have you ever had jerky snuff, you know, the stuff that looks like it's in a tobacco tin, but it's beef jerky?
No, I think I've eaten a lot of different things. I've missed out on that one. I feel like
all it is
I haven't lived.
Yeah, just go when you see beef jerky at your next convenience store, you'll see it in a little plastic tin. All it is salt. Like that. Like that's the whole thing. But yeah, it's that's where you could put a little dip in. Yep.
I just want to meet the guy who said, "Hey, you know what we should do? We should put jerky in a snuff can."
Yeah.
That's what we should. And then I want to meet the person who said, "Yeah, and I'll pay for it."
I'll tell you who he is. He's candy cigarettes guy.
Yeah, going to say candy cigarettes on the ice cream truck years ago. Yeah. I mean, those were hot, man, or fake tattoos. Like, apparently, because people back then who rode around in ice cream trucks thought, you know what, let's find something that's going to make our youth look like thugs. So here's some fake tattoos and some candy cigarettes.
Okay, but still, candy cigarettes, at least the first word is candy.
Yeah.
That kind of tips you off.
Yeah, that's true.
Jerky snuff?
Yeah.
Jerky snuff, I've still got questions as to actually what you're giving me, to be honest with you.
I'll tell you what, you'll go to the store, you'll look in the beef jerky section, and you'll see a little plastic, and you'll be like, oh, that's what Dan and Jonas were talking about.
Hey, Rick, can I ask you this? So we've got audio from the cockpit of a plane that may or may not have been carrying Kawhi Leonard. We've got Kawhi Leonard spotted in the AMPM. What's happening here? What the hell's happening here?
Well, I can't speak for your tape or the AMPM. At this point, and look, we're all reading tea leaves. The idea that he's still deliberating. I'm not buying that as much as I am. Okay, so how are we going to handle the announcement? Most everyone that I'm talking to around the league at this point believe that it having gone on this long is an indicator that he's staying with the Toronto Raptors. And I've even had somebody in the Lakers organization who didn't speak from a place of knowledge that they had been tipped off or that they thought that they knew something had been decided, but they were of the mind that he was staying with Toronto, simply looking at the usual conduct of circumstances like this, that if he was going to take the Lakers offer, that it would have been done. It would have been expedited after he met with them. But that at this point, this is a matter of not so much having to still make a decision, but how do we announce that decision?
Is it a matter of that if you want to be a Laker, you shouldn't have to be convinced to be a Laker. Maybe that's not the right way of putting it, but if he wanted to be a Laker, he would have known it from the beginning. Is that a sense that they're maybe getting?
I suppose that's some of it. I think more of it is that there's questions that they can't answer for him right now, and that no doubt that they couldn't in the meeting, which is, you know, what's the rest of the roster going to look like? You know, what are we going to run under Frank Vogel, and how's it going to work with Jason Kidd and the coaching staff? How are you going to handle my health? Who's going to be in charge of that? I mean, he doesn't have any of those questions with Toronto. He's got a relationship with Alex McKechnie, Judy Cito, who worked on Kobe. Alex also worked on Kobe at one point, if I'm not mistaken. I know that he was with the Lakers at a time where Kobe was there. Kobe's familiar with both of them, but Kawhi's only familiar with one. And I've been told for a while now that health and the ability to stay healthy and play and get through a season and be ready to play for a championship is a big element for him in this decision. And for all that the Lakers can offer, if you really get down to brass tacks in terms of what that requires, there's a lot of things that they can't answer as far as that's concerned.
Rick, we compared it, as we've been talking the last couple of days, of when you're trying to decide where to go to dinner, you kind of just end up falling back to the place you always go.
Yeah. No, it's a big part of it, and I think especially with a guy like Kawhi, familiarity is part of it. Look, when he first went there, I was told by another GM that when they didn't expect him to stay, because when he went up there for the All-Star game, he never left his room. Now, I was there. It was one of the coldest places I've ever been on earth. And I went to school in New Hampshire. So, I've never experienced cold like that. But since then, we haven't heard. I mean, he spent an entire year there, and we never heard or saw any indication that he had issue with playing in Toronto or the weather or any of those things. And I would have thought that if it was a factor, that we would have heard something by now. He signed a endorsement deal with a private jet company that is tied in with Drake. A lot of people around the league took that as a signal, because I don't know how that works. And the reality is you have a private jet, you can go back to, you know, back to LA anytime you want. You can go back to California anytime you want. But as far as playing for a championship next year and knowing who and what you're going to be working with, again, I'm relaying what I'm hearing from people around the league, which the consensus at this point is that all signs point to him staying with Toronto, largely because of the timeline. But when you start breaking everything else down, and Kawhi wanting to know exactly what he's going to be working with the next couple of years, Toronto can provide more answers than anybody else.
He is Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports Radio NBA Insider. Also, you see his work on the Bleacher Report. You can get his stuff on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. Joining us here on Fox Sports Radio, Dan Beyer, Jonas Knox, in for Doug Gottlieb. Rick, which team is hurt the most by Kawhi Leonard not going there? If we want to throw in the Clippers, that's fine. These two teams that aren't going to get Kawhi Leonard of the final three are going to be hurt the most.
It has to be the Clippers just because of the timeline. I take that back. It has to be the Lakers because of the timeline with LeBron James. I don't know how they can salvage this at this point. It's really, once you get past that the Clippers were expecting to have him, and this was supposed to be a great step forward, yes, they were able to get Anthony Davis. Is that enough for them to win another championship before LeBron turns the corner, if he hasn't already? I think most people would say no, there's nothing guaranteed there. And as a result, nothing being guaranteed that they're going to be playing for a championship, it's going to be difficult to get some of these ancillary veterans like an Andre Iguodala or some other guys who might go there on the cheap saying, hey, man, Kawhi, AD, LeBron, let me go get another ring. With that not being assured, I think those type of veterans are going to be dispersed across the league. And it's going to be more difficult for the Lakers to do to make a serious upgrade other than the fact that they've added Anthony Davis to the equation.
Rick Bucher joining us here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. He's Jonas Knox. I'm Dan Beyer. Last one for me, Rick. Has the East caught up with the West if Kawhi stays in Toronto?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, they were the champions this year. I felt going into the year that whoever was that an Eastern Conference team was going to win it simply because I thought the Golden State was at this point where the number of long seasons and the shortened bench and the wear and tear on their main horses was going to leave them vulnerable to whoever was left at the end of the road. But you look at, I think there's parity between the two conferences as much as there's ever been, maybe not in terms of depth, but certainly at the top. Toronto, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, those are all teams that can hold their own and can consider themselves as much title contenders as anybody that we're going to see coming out of the West without Kawhi making the switch to the Lakers.
He's Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1 NBA analyst. How much has this cut into your surfing time just waiting for Kawhi?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because a couple of my buddies, I'm headed back home for a day before I go to Vegas, and a couple of buddies were just out, and one was on a stand-up, and he had a 10-foot great white go under him. So everybody's kind of chilling on maybe we'll take a couple days off.
All right, from
surfing our usual spots because we've had – my group of guys has had – one of them is a pilot and flies a little plane up and down the coast, and he saw like 5 or 6 10 to 12-foot great whites all in a pack. So we're all spooked right now. So it's not cutting in. I was going to go tomorrow for sure. You know what? I might wait till I get back from Vegas. Yeah. See if the men in the white suits have decided to move on to greener waters.
And okay, now where exactly are you seeing these sharks? For people out there that might be considering going to a beach, where are you seeing these stunt doubles from Jaws?
The great white was seen at Dunes Beach off of Half Moon Bay. That's where I live, and most of the breaks that I surf are right around there. So,
Wow. But
as we know, great whites they've got some range. They're like Steph Curry. They can go a long way.
Yeah.
Do channel surfing instead of actual surfing this weekend. That would be the best way. Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1 NBA analyst, and our friend here at Fox Sports Radio. Find him on Twitter at Rick Bucher. Appreciate it, Rick. Have a great weekend.
You got it, guys. You too.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
This is something that we started yesterday. We are going to continue it today. The reasons that make us want the NFL and college football back. Now, yesterday I brought up, is this good for baseball? Is this that topic? That's why we need football back. So we don't have people saying, all these home runs, are they good for baseball? Is it good for baseball? Is netting good for baseball?
Yeah.
Is the home run derby good for baseball? Are strikeouts good for baseball? That is gone. Also, you had NBA free agency, right?
I did. Yeah,
that's why we need it because it keeps going on. I had the branch off of that NBA Summer League. I'm no interest whatsoever in NBA Summer League.
Yeah, I don't. I don't look.
The Bucks are playing right now, and I do not care.
I wish now Summer League's in Vegas again, right?
Yeah, they have one in Utah as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wish some of these reporters and insiders would come out and just be honest and say, we just wanted to go to Vegas. We don't really give a crap about any of these guys. We just wanted to go to Vegas. There's nothing wrong with it. Just say it. It's why more media members seem to venture out to the Super Bowls that are in Miami as opposed to Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, like it just, there's a reason for it. Here's the other one, Dan. This is going to be near and dear to your heart. Another reason we need football back, fantasy football. Look, we're approaching draft time, Dan. We're approaching draft time. I think fantasy football gives people some interest.
Yes.
They've got a dog in the fight. No matter what, whether you're playing a daily league or a season-long tournament, there's money involved. Fantasy football has revolutionized the way that we watch the NFL. I think we need it back big time.
I've already ranked my quarterbacks for the upcoming season. And I have Kyler Murray way higher than I think other people do. I actually have Kyler Murray higher than Drew Brees right now.
Do you really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, that's a fair ranking, and there's going to be people out there in New Orleans go, whoa, what are you talking about, man? You guys are out to get us just like those officials. Do you see some of those balls Drew Brees is throwing late in games? Like, he's showing age, whether anybody wants to acknowledge it or not.
Yeah, and the true Saints, the real chances where they had to win Super Bowls, it was really based on the running game.
Yep.
And it was a good mix of what you had. And I do think that I don't know if Arizona's going to be able to stop people, because I just don't know how the offense is going to work. But whether they follow through with Cliff Kingsbury's air raid offense and it works, then Kyler Murray is getting stats. Or if it doesn't work, they're down 28-0, and then he's going to get garbage time stats that will help him.
Yes,
either way.
I agree.
So at some point, that's why I like Kyler Murray. Why I miss football, I'll branch off on another thing with the NBA. Bad Kawhi jokes.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
The Kawhi Leonard jokes on Twitter over these last few days need to go. I may have made a bigger deal about my pool yesterday, okay, than some of these jokes, but this is ongoing from everyone. I get that everything's got a shelf life, but there are people who just do not want to give up on making Kawhi Leonard jokes on Twitter. So if the NFL was here, we wouldn't have to worry about those stupid jokes on Twitter.
Yeah, so for you guys out there making those Kawhi jokes, just do us a favor and keep quiet.
Hey, I don't mind puns. I don't mind puns.
Joke,
I like puns. I like puns, so I'm fine with puns. But actual jokes, few and far between.
All right, but I have a question for you, Dan. Kawhi, do we keep doing the John Ramos show? All right, I've got another one, Dan. How about
Lesson Leonard?
How about national love for small markets? All right, because you know when Tuscaloosa is important? During college football season, all right? Columbus, Ohio, during college football season.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? No offense to Columbus, Ohio. I love Columbus, the Dublin area. Was out there last year. Beautiful, beautiful place. But nobody gives a crap about the Blue Jackets. I'm sorry. And that's just a fact. Columbus is all Ohio State. Ann Arbor the same way. I just think it's national love for those smaller markets, those college towns.
Now, it should be noted, just because this is the geography of me, Columbus is the biggest city in Ohio. It's bigger than Cleveland, bigger than Cincinnati, but maybe the one team. I get what you mean, you know, with the Madisons of the world.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
Columbia, South Carolina.
Columbia,
fine. Missouri.
Okay, fair.
Sure.
Athens, Georgia.
Yes,
all right?
Absolutely.
Like those small markets, I think, get a little bit of love during the football season that other times during the year, maybe they don't get as much love nationally.
I can't wait for the NFL, because I was flipping channels the other night, and on one of the ESPN stations, you know what I saw? Top 20 games of 2018-2019 in college hoops.
All right.
Guess what was number 16? John Ramos, you want to take a guess? College hoops, the 16th best game of last season.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say maybe UCLA, Oregon.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah.
Hawaii and Duquesne.
It was. Those were both really good guesses, but they were incorrect. TCU at K-State.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, honey.
Oh.
Purple on purple crime going on right now.
Wait.
On ESPNU. Remember when I watched this in January? We're watching. Oh, TCU. They didn't make the tournament. No, they didn't. K-State did. They were out early. But, yeah, sorry. That was number. Who says 10's not enough. Let's do 20.
Oh, it's so good. But at what point do you think they were like at 17 and just said, well, we can't do 17. That doesn't sound right. Can we just squeeze three more in here? Like, can somebody find three more games? Like, nobody out there can find three more games?
It was close. Perfect. Put it in.
I have another one, Dan.
All right.
This is why we need the NFL / college football back. For the Tony Romo ball washing.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Nobody gets a kick out of the washing of balls for Tony Romo than I do during the football season, where it is just, oh my God, how did he know that play was coming up? Because he's a former quarterback, and any quarterback who played in the NFL could also do the same thing, but they're not doing it because they realize you don't want to have that be your crutch, because the further you get away from the game, the less likely you're going to recognize those plays. Fast forward to 4 years from now, Tony Romo is going to swear to God that there's a play-action pass coming up next, and it's a punt formation, okay? The game changes, and you can't rely on that as your go-to, but I love the idea that people are so fooled by this, and because Tony Romo's doing it, all of a sudden it's magic. What? God, he really knows his stuff. He should be a coach. Get out of here with the crap. But I get such a kick out of seeing the feedback on it that I can't wait to watch it again.
There it is. Just a few more reasons why we need the NFL and college football back because of all this is going on. If you've got any, submit it to us. I'm at Dan Beyer on Fox. Get Jonas at the Jonas Knox on Twitter and get John at JSRamos06.
He is Dan Beyer and I'm Jonas Knox. This is Fox Sports Radio. And we're going to dive back into this, right, Dan?
Yes, a little bit later on the show. And maybe if the submissions are good enough and if you follow us, we'll read them.
Okay, and by the way, those of you complaining, it's either that or tracking Kawhi's plane. All right, so get out of here with that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I've always thought when it came to big threes, 66%, 67% of that big three gets to be who they are. So two of the three guys,
yeah.
And it's someone who has to adjust. That's what I think if LeBron would go to the Lakers, if Kawhi would go to the Lakers, that's what they've got to sort out. And I think we talked about yesterday, I have no idea who's going to be the one to play defense. And if I were to pick anybody to lock down the opposing team's best player, it would probably be Kawhi Leonard. Now, Kawhi shown in Toronto that he could play both ends of the court, but I don't think that you want to take LeBron and exert him on the defensive end, which would hurt him on the offensive end. Like, I think if Kawhi comes to L.A., it's Kawhi. Even if Kawhi's the best player of them all, I think Kawhi's the one that actually ends up having to take the back seat because of the personalities and the skill sets and who can really do what at this age of their career.
And everybody can say, well, LeBron's an unselfish player. He'd be more than welcome to bring these guys along. That's easy to say when he's been in control of both quote-unquote big threes that he was a part of, because he was the guy, Dwayne Wade stepped aside. LeBron James is the best player on the team. When he was in Cleveland, that was his Cleveland team that he pulled the strings on to get Kevin Love and to want to work with Kyrie Irving, but it was LeBron's team no matter what, which is why Kyrie Irving wanted to leave that team when he had been on there after LeBron left. Like, he was the incumbent there, and LeBron ended up taking the reins on that team. So it's easy to say, oh, look, he's going to be an unselfish player and he's going to welcome in Kawhi and LeBron will be the guy to take a step back. Everybody says that, but I seem to remember LeBron James sort of, you know, gloating about some of his individual accomplishments last year. I seem to remember LeBron James, you know, promoting more of himself and less about the team a year ago. I just think we can all talk big about how you're going to act in a situation until the situation happens. And then you really find out what all that talk was.
The roles all have to be sorted out. And I don't see the positions of where the Lakers are. I know it's a positionless basketball nowadays. But positionless basketball, Jonas, is usually a guy who was usually the three playing the five. It's not a bunch of three, fours, and fives out on the court, really. Like it's more guard-based of playing without a position than it is front-court-based. And if you want to put Kawhi in that backcourt, even though LeBron needs the ball in his hands, he's still really a three or a four. You have four guys in the front court and putting Kyle Kuzma into that scenario.
Yes.
And you have nothing to do in the backcourt. How in the world are you going to guard Golden State?
And I'm so glad you brought up Kuzma, because the Lakers held on to Kuzma because they think he's got a really bright future. I got news for you. That future gets stunted when you've got Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis in your starting five. So this whole talk about, we can't trade Kyle Kuzma, no way we're trading him. Okay, well then that's a great plan if you plan to build around him somewhat, but you're not really building around him. You're star chasing, and he's going to be the guy left holding the bag because he's the youngest player there, and you're not giving him time or room to develop.
It seems like a great plan. I felt like the Lakers were taking the easy way out by just going after a big three. You don't take any. It's easy to sell that to your fan base. Look, we got Kawhi. Obviously, you want Kawhi Leonard, and you do a deal with Anthony Davis, but it takes zero scouting. And then now you're just filling out a roster to hope they have pieces instead of figuring out how can this thing really work.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at noon Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, Kawhi Leonard still hasn't made up his mind of where he is going to play. We were joined earlier by Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1 NBA analyst, on what he's hearing when it comes to Kawhi and him making his decision.
When he first went there, I was told by another GM that when they didn't expect him to stay, because when he went up there for the All-Star game, he stayed. He never left his room. Now, I was there. It was one of the coldest places I've ever been on Earth, and I went to school in New Hampshire. So, I've never experienced cold like that. But since then, we haven't heard. I mean, he spent an entire year there, and we never heard or saw any indication that he had issue with playing in Toronto or the weather or any of those things. And I would have thought that if it was a factor, that we would have heard something by now. But as far as playing for a championship next year and knowing who and what you're going to be working with, again, I'm relaying what I'm hearing from people around the league, which the consensus at this point is that all signs point to him staying with Toronto, largely because of the timeline. But when you start breaking everything else down, and Kawhi wanting to know exactly what he's going to be working with the next couple of years, Toronto can provide more answers than anybody else.
Really good insight from Rick Bucher. I hope you didn't hear my cough too much in the background. Sorry. Again, it was the fans at night.
Yeah,
but
listen.
The point is everything that he said is basically why I've changed from the Clippers to Toronto, because it's gone on this long. But there's a reason why Toronto is still in it. And if you were really down to locale, it would be down to the Clippers and Lakers. And that's not the case, because the Raptors are still involved.
And look, if you wanted out of something so badly, all you needed was an opportunity. Like, if you wanted out of anything so badly, all you just need is an opportunity. He has his opportunity, and he hasn't left yet. So what does that tell you? He didn't want out badly. So, and not badly enough. And maybe this, you know, maybe in having conversations, because one of the things that I know Chris Broussard has said on Fox Sports Radio and Fox Sports One is that when he talked with the Lakers, he met individually with different pieces of the Lakers organization, LeBron, Magic, like just so he could find out whether or not their stories line up. If you've got to go to that much trouble just to find out whether or not somebody's lying, maybe you shouldn't go there. Like, if that's one of the concerns, hey, I need to know that you guys aren't lying to my face, and you need to go through all those channels. Maybe the bigger question is, why am I having to do this? Like, that ought to be a telltale sign that you got a problem with the organization.
That was like Tyrion, Game of Thrones.
Yep.
See, this is what happens when you actually watch it.
Good job,
to make
Dan
a reference when he planted it with the information. This is early on, so this is like 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But who would say what to Cersei, and then it got back to him, and he knew who he could trust. Maybe that's what Kawhi is doing with the Lakers.
Yeah, send a raven, Dan.
Send the raven. That probably won't be a way that Kawhi Leonard would announce where he is going to play, via Raven. Why don't we figure out some other ideas on maybe reasons why or ways that Kawhi Leonard will not make his announcement?
Yeah,
is that fair enough?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see if John Ramos can, strike up the band for a little bit, play a little something for us, because we always like to have music when we do these sorts of things. It's a good way for us to go back and forth. Isaac brought up when we thought the time would be that Kawhi Leonard makes his decision. Something without explosives so that we can talk over.
Yeah, John,
I thought 11:04 Eastern time Saturday night. I thought that was my guess on when Kawhi was going to make his decision.
Yeah, John just played the open to Street Fighter for some reason.
tomorrow night, it's Big East basketball.
Not that one.
Nope, that's, take that one off. Stand by.
Do we still have the open for Top Take stand?
Here's what's awesome. John and I had a 3-minute conversation in the commercial break, not about what music we were going to play in the next segment, but how the Whole Foods didn't have pastrami today. that's what it was. So I apologize. That was my fault in not telling John that we needed a music bed.
By the way, John. What a sick, twisted joke by the people in Sherman Oaks who said, hey, there's a radio station there. Look, you know, radio, it's not like the most lucrative job in the whole world. So what would best fit their hunger needs? Oh, I know. Let's throw in Whole Paychecks right next door. And that's the only place you can go to get food where a half a sandwich is $95.
Oh,
just a ripoff.
And no pastrami today, right, John?
No pastrami today, Jonas.
Hey, you know what they say, John? I don't know. stuff. All right, I don't think he's going to do it with a rap song, Dan. He doesn't strike me as a rapper, Kawhi Leonard. I don't think there's going to be a rap song that comes out. I can't imagine that's the place he goes.
Take that, Fakers, and go into the Lakers. Yeah, you won't hear that from Kawhi Leonard.
No.
You probably also won't see a billboard.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you know, like we have billboards here in L.A. trying to convince Kawhi Leonard to come to Los Angeles, whether it be with the Clippers or whoever. I don't think that you're going to see that from Kawhi and announcing where he's going.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get a Sports Illustrated. Was it LeBron who was on
yes.
the cover of Sports Illustrated?
Lee Jenkins.
Yeah, and he just, with that serious look, like, I don't even know the camera's there. Like, I don't even know we're taking pictures at this point. I don't think it's going to be as choreographed as a LeBron decision.
I wish we had a TV show. But I don't think it's going to happen on America's Got Talent.
No.
I don't think that he is going to be given the thumbs up from Howie Mandel to show that he is staying with the Raptors.
I also don't think that he, when he's right about to give his decision, I don't think that Jim Gray is going to cut in and say, are you still a nail biter? Like, I don't think that is going to be part of his decision in front of kids while people burn his jersey in Cleveland. I don't think that's going to happen.
I also don't think he's going to do another John Ramos show. Not because he doesn't want to, but I just don't think John would let him have the time.
No, definitely not. Also, Kawhi doesn't strike me as a Snapchatter.
No.
You know, like Draymond Green, Snapchatter. That's clear. We all remember that story. But Kawhi Leonard doesn't strike me as somebody who's going to take it to Snapchat in order to make his announcement.
Oh, man, there's so many different ways where he could do it, but to try to figure out which way that he won't do it. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm running out. Eric Roberts, you got anything for me? Any ways that Kawhi Leonard is not going to announce?
I'm going to go with he's not going to announce it via FaceTime.
Via FaceTime. Okay,
I don't think he's going to do any kind of live video stream. No, you know, athletes love to you know, fire up the Instagram live videos nowadays.
Dan, you're a game show guy. You know where he's definitely not going to do it? You're not going to see Kawhi Leonard with goggles and some cheap elbow and knee pads as he tries to pull a contract out of a giant nose on Double Dare. All right? That's not going to happen with Kawhi Leonard.
I watched an episode of Double Dare the other day with my wife. And they had six flags with 1 second left, and somehow, I don't know if the guy was holding on to the 1 second, but they got both of them, and then they won the grand prize. Yeah. They grabbed it out of the nostril and then took it off the pancakes.
Chocolate slide.
And what do you know? Oh, yeah. Sunday slide was impossible if you took one step on the ice cream or whipped cream, whatever they had going up the slide.
And then they gave you the little bike, the little tricycle, to where you had to ride the tricycle and the slop.
Oh,
like that was always very challenging. Yeah, he's not going to do it on Double Dare, I can assure you. That's not happening.
Oh, and he won't do it at Summer League. He won't show up in a pair of shorts with the Raptors, Lakers, or Clippers. And as John Ramos mentioned to us earlier, no Giannis for the Bucks today in Summer League. Philadelphia also played without Joel Embiid.
Oh, damn it. I had the over.
Yeah.
Well, there goes that bet.
Yep. Didn't see him at all.